Chapter 1. Kevin slammed the bunker's wall of monitors, partly in frustration, and partly because he'd seen it work on TV. It didn't work here, though, and that only fueled the frustration he felt. "They can't just go blank," he insisted. "Weren't these systems supposed to be designed to survive just about anything? Not now, not like this." Not when they'd just seen the world all but ending, people gathering while alien ships swept in over them. Beside him, Luna was staring up at them as if expecting them to come back on at any moment, or maybe just because she was imagining her parents out there somewhere, clambering onto an alien ship. Kevin put an arm around her, not sure if he was comforting her or trying to comfort himself. "Do you think people are all right?" Luna asked. "Do you think my parents are?" Kevin swallowed, thinking of the people lining up to go into the ships. His mother would have been somewhere among them, too. "I hope so," he said. "It feels wrong," Luna said. "We're safe here in a bunker while everyone else is stuck out there. How many people do you think were converted?" Kevin thought about the vast seas of people there had been on the screens before they went blank, and the dwindling numbers of people there to report on it all. "I don't know. A lot," he guessed. "Maybe everybody," Luna said. "Maybe we're the last ones." "We should look around," he said. "Maybe we can find a way to turn it all back on, then we can see." He said it as much to try to distract Luna as because he thought they had a hope of doing it. What did they know about fixing?